Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, November 8th. We're back with you. Sad news this morning, Danny. 12 people killed in Thousand Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
And Thousand Oaks is about, what I would say, 30 miles from here or something.
Right.
Not that far. And people are concerned. I get some calls. Is everything okay and stuff, you know? The funny thing is I was watching, which I seldom do, an Israeli TV channel. And suddenly they're like, there's a shooting in California. So I found out from the Israeli TV before I found out here.
That's weird.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's funny.
But they broke it just about when it happened. So,
right.
You know.
It's terrible.
I know, man. So 12 people were killed. This was a former Marine. And he probably, you know, they don't know yet, but probably a case of PTSD or something. You
yeah,
know?
No case of PTSD is bringing you into a club to kill random people.
Well, you don't know, man, because this shit, it's hard. I mean, for a moment, I don't justify this. But
it was
what
a gay bar,
is,
wasn't it?
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it was a gay bar.
Oh.
Sounds like a hate crime to me.
Oh, wow. It's so random, though, you know? I mean,
so random.
Yeah. I don't know. They didn't say anything about a gay bar, but it's called Borderline Bar and Grill.
Yeah, and everyone that's been interviewed and seen walking out of the club were like men with no shirts on.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I was like, that might be a gay bar.
Yeah,
I could
right.
be wrong, but like all the footage and all the videos, it's like all men.
Yeah, so it's probably a hate crime, you know, probably something like that. But PTSD, man, people snap, you know? I mean, just think about it. The shit you see in war and stuff can fuck you up completely.
I know.
You know?
I mean, I don't understand it because I've never gone through it.
Yeah, but you kill people and shit, you know? So, I mean, the key is to take better care of our troops and the returning soldiers. You
right.
know? But you always have a bad apple or something that spoils it for everybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a sad day. You know, a lot of pictures and videos of people crying. And I mean, just imagine, I was thinking, you know, this could have just happened here down the street. It might as well.
Right.
You know, and
how did they get into the bar with a weapon, though?
They said he forced his way, and that's what I saw in the
headlines.
He probably
killed the people in the front.
Probably, yeah, with the gun.
It's awful.
But, yeah, and I was thinking, what, you know, you leave your house, you go out, you don't even know you're going to die.
I know, but that's right? That's with any instant. That
any
could be
death.
When like in your car accident,
right.
You know, like a freak accident, you
right.
know, that's, you never wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to die today.
Right, you don't know.
Right.
Right. But it's still sad. I mean, it's just so random and so senseless, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Welcome, everybody, to the show. We're on Facebook Live this morning. Can you see us there, Brigitte? Are we there?
You are so there.
Yeah?
I look like a weirdo just sitting here.
Same. I look like I'm hungover and I didn't even drink last night. It's cool.
All right.
I look like I drove 4 hours. Oh, wait, I did. Just kidding.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Folks, we do have guests in the studio. We also have Vanessa here. We'll introduce her in just a moment. It's going to be a fascinating show. So if you want to see us, all the beautiful people of LA, tune into Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not going to be around many beautiful people for very long, right?
You never know.
Yeah.
There could be some hidden gems in Oregon.
Yeah.
Never know.
You never know how much gems you might find. That's true, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, your sister here?
She got here last night.
She got here.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. How's she?
She's tired. She tapped me on the shoulder at 5 a.m. and was like, hey, I'm wide awake. Can I put the TV on? I was like, bitch. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, for her, it's 8
o'clock. So then I was up at 5 a.m. because once the TV was on, I was like, oh,
really?
I guess I'm up. Yeah. So I'm a little tired right now. But we have like a lot to do today. I have to like leave here. We got to be somewhere at 12 and I'm not even ready.
And what did you guys have time to do anything last night?
We didn't want to do anything last night.
No, so just that. Was it exciting to see her after all this time?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It doesn't feel like I haven't seen her in almost a year.
Yeah.
Because it's like we FaceTime so much.
Yeah,
so when she hops
true.
In the car, I was like, hey, girl.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll never know what it's like to have a twin, but, you know, it sounds fun.
No, it's definitely something that can't be explained to other people, that's right. for sure. Like, when she is having anxiety before her flight, I felt the anxiety 3,000 miles away.
Right.
You know, like, all throughout that, I was like, Gabby, calm the fuck down, because I need to calm down, you know?
Right.
It's like you go through the same stuff without really going through the same stuff. Like, when I lived in California years ago, there was one day she called me. And I was hysterically crying. And she didn't say anything. The first thing she said was, "What's wrong? I know you're crying." I was like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
So it's a twin thing for sure.
But, you know, I'm thinking identical twins. Just think about it. I mean,
we don't know if we're identical.
No, not to you. But I'm talking in general because I was thinking about this.
Right.
Identical twins is actually the same person but split in two, you know? I mean, think about this, you know? It's like it could have been one person but you two.
Yeah. You know that Mary-Kate and Ashley are not identical twins?
You were telling me about that. Yeah, but they look the same.
They look exactly the same, but they're not identical twins.
I know. It happens a lot, I'm telling you.
I don't think me and Gabby are identical.
No.
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. Mm. No.
Well, I mean, you definitely look
Our voices close. Are exactly the same, and so are laughs, but we look different. Like, she looks like my older sister.
Yeah, but you know what I told you in some...
That's rough.
Really? She does. She looks 2 years older.
Wow.
So Brigitte found something wrong with that.
She looks older than me. Everyone's always like, who's older? I'm like, Gabby.
Yeah.
By like what, a minute?
A minute. Literally a minute.
Oh my God.
But it's funny because my mom was going to have natural birth. Uh-huh. So I was going to come out first, but I was coming out ass first. So they had to do an emergency C-section. So Gabby came out first. So technically I feel like I am older.
Mm. Well, how do you feel about coming out ass first? Just saying.
my dad says that's why I have issues. I'm like, you're right, probably. Happened at birth.
Yeah. So listen, Brigitte, we'll get to you guys in just a moment. I know
it's hard not to talk, right?
Yeah, I know, but that's why we'll bring them on. They don't have to wait too long. I did want to ask, so she's going to be on the show tomorrow?
Yeah, she'll be here
for
tomorrow.
For sure?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to find out a lot about you through her.
Yeah, she'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
We might be a little rough tomorrow because we're definitely going out tonight.
Yeah. All the things you don't share with us, we'll find out from your sister.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Like there's anything you don't share, right?
That'll be a good way. No, there's nothing I don't share. Right. That'll be a good way to end the week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, well, so we're going to find more from her sister tomorrow, and so join us then. If you're listening to us the usual way, we're also on Facebook today. We have two fascinating guests, and I want to introduce Vanessa Petronelli. Welcome to Petronelli.
You got it.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Of course. And she was referred and brought to us by Brigitte Tomacchio, who is, of course, always been part of the station one way or another.
One way or another.
Yeah, until he disappeared for a while, but she's back because she can't stay away. But and so before we start with Vanessa, let's just promote your show, Brigitte. It's on today.
Yes, it's on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, and it's called Soul Sexy.
Right, and you can catch it here on the video channel or on Facebook as well. And you can see it's a really cool show. And so do you have a guest today?
We do have a guest today. Mm-hmm. And her name is, give me a moment and I can look it up.
It's okay. It's not that important right now.
You could go to soulsexypodcast.com and find that out.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Brigitte is always a lot of fun. You'll enjoy the show for sure.
Thanks.
Okay, Vanessa, welcome to the show. So you guys both drove up from San Diego this morning?
Yes.
In separate cars?
Yes, the dreaded 4 hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God. 4 hours, right?
It was up at four.
It used to be two hours, right?
It's just all the traffic. There were so many accidents this morning. It was just, I couldn't, like, literally, mind-blowing.
Yeah. Did you grow up in San Diego?
No, I'm from Canada.
Oh, really?
I feel like everyone's from Canada.
It seems like it lately, right?
At some point, you're going to hear the accent.
Yeah.
And then you're going to say, that's what it is.
I didn't know Canadians had an accent.
So you're going to be with a Canadian right after us, because Katarina, whose show you're going to be on next, is also Canadian.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
She gets the accent sometimes, you know? But it's not a heavy accent at all in Canada. Most people can't even detect it.
Yeah.
And it depends where you're from.
Right. So yeah. Where in Canada are you from?
Toronto.
Toronto. Okay.
Yes, the Hollywood North. Mm-hmm.
So Katarina is too. You guys probably know each other or something, you know? Are you Greek too?
Like no. Okay. Half Italian and Russian, close enough.
Okay, that's close enough. Yeah, maybe some generation before you knew each other.
Right.
That's cool. So Toronto is beautiful. I mean, I've been there several times. I had a long distance relationship with a woman that lived there. So I flew there like almost every month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I liked the snow when I was there because I was only visiting. But you guys get a lot, right?
Oh, yes.
I heard it's a freezing lot. There.
It's freezing. Winters are long.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's worse than Boston, because I'm from Boston. Those winters are long.
Similar. East Coast kind of vibe.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Horrible.
And
Rouse cool. moved to L.A.
Yeah, you know, well, we'll find out how she ended up here. But and she's not in L.A. She's in San Diego. Remember that. That's mm-hmm. a big difference, right? Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah, it is. I can feel and sense the difference. Every
yeah,
day.
Right. You come in here.
But I like L.A. too. So I don't have anything just, against it.
Right.
Just the traffic.
It's just faster. It's faster as far as life,
but
slower as far as driving. So, you know, you get pretty much a combination of like, what do I do exactly in L.A.? Yeah, you get pressured, you get stressed,
mm-hmm.
you know. But so you grew up in Toronto. Do you have any siblings?
I don't. I'm an only child.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool. So you got all the attention.
I did. Still do.
Really?
My parents. Yep. On the way up here.
Really?
My mom's like, I don't like your hair the way you styled it today.
Wait, are they in San Diego now?
No, they're in Canada. Yeah. And I said to her, I said, are you kidding me? I'm going and I'm getting interviewed today. And yeah, that's how exactly. you're pumping me up before I
right,
go on air.
Right.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah,
that's what moms are for.
The parents always seem to say their own fucking thing, you know? Yeah. I mean,
I
it's
love
with
her.
Me too, you know?
You're always their children, no matter
no,
how old
110%.
We are,
right?
Yeah, you know, and your kids will come back to you 20 years later and remind you something you said that you didn't even remember.
Right.
Yeah.
And they remember it, mm-hmm. you know? So you got to be careful what you say around your kids.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
I guess even is this old in your life, I guess, you know? I don't know. But so that's cool. Now, so you grew up there. Did you go to college?
I did,
yeah. Where did you go?
So I went to Wilfrid Laurier University for a short period of time, and that's just outside of Toronto. And then I transferred to York University, big arts university, and studied fine arts cultural studies. I still don't know.
Yeah, why?
What that was all about, except that I got to dive into fine arts and did a lot of work in film studies and music and a lot of theory and whatnot. And
cool.
Yeah,
and that's
it was,
what you wanted to do?
No, actually, I transferred because I was in the entertainment industry back home. So I spent 10 years singing, acting, modeling, and the school I originally went to was too far. So I was coming back for auditions and for rehearsals. I was in a pop group.
Oh.
And so I was coming back all the time, kind of like the San Diego to LA
right,
drive.
Right, that's too much.
It was too much. And good. So I transferred schools, and that was the deal. If I wanted to be in the industry and have my career, you know, in front of the camera, so to speak,
right.
I had to go and get my education. And I did.
Mm.
Good for you. You know, some people try to take a shortcut. They don't get their education and then they know nothing when they come here. At least, you know, they prepare you. So, but you realize you like film and entertainment and things like that?
Yeah. At 14, I was guided. I say guided because I've always been very intuitive growing up.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
So I have a sixth sense, if you will, a connection to what I call spirit, where I've been able to hear and
oh,
see.
That's why you guys know each other and get along.
Totally.
She already knows Brigetta's.
Soul sexy sisters here.
Danny already knows Brigetta's story. She's like,
yeah,
okay.
She saw the connection right away. There was her intuition right there.
I wish I had a sixth sense.
Oh, well, work on it.
We can develop. You can develop it.
I don't think so. I think you're born with it.
And I would agree. I think that certain people have that connection in a stronger way than others.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
something
that it's like gifts, right? Somebody can be an exceptional singer.
Right.
Somebody else might not be, and they may have to develop and train for many, many years.
Right.
But that other person could just open their mouth and voila, it's, you know, like angels singing.
Right.
So I think it can be developed, but definitely, I mean, for me, it was something that I was really tapped into from a young age. And then at 14, I was told that I was going to go into this industry.
By who?
By what I would define as the voice of God.
Oh, okay.
And I knew from a young age that I was here for a purpose. Right. I had a mission, like something to do with helping humanity or people in some way, in some positive way.
Right.
And I believed that that was the vehicle at that age. You know, I mean, you're 14 years old, you hear this thing, you're like, oh my God, this is cool. Right. And literally, like, everything in my reality conspired to make this happen, almost what felt like and looked like immediately. I'm auditioning for this pop group. I've got an agent for the first time in my life.
Right.
And all of a sudden I'm in this band with other, you know, young girls. And this is the time I'm probably going to give most of my age away. Not that I'm hiding it, but this is like Spice Girls and, right, you know, Backstreet Boys when they were, you know, at the height of their careers. So, I mean, that was a big deal when you're a 14-year-old.
Right.
And, you know, I'm going to auditions and I'm going to rehearsals and I'm in studios and I'm performing and we've got red carpet events and signing autographs and, you know, I'm auditioning for on-camera stuff and going to school. So I had this, like, double life going on at the time.
That's a lot for 14.
It was. It
like,
really
14,
was.
I'm, like, trying to think of what I was doing. I think I was just, like, going to school, eating snacks, going back to school, eating more snacks.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, I did that too. I did that too.
Like, when did you have time?
It was a really hectic schedule. But somehow, you know, I look back and I'm kind of in awe at my younger self for the things that I accomplished at such a young age.
That's true. Yeah, you're probably an old soul. You know, so you didn't.
I've been told.
You don't have to start from scratch. You don't. Yeah. You know.
I just kind of walked in and knew this is what I got to do.
Right.
So.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this about the voice. How could you tell it's different from just, I mean, everybody gets thoughts in their head, right?
Right.
And you can interpret it however you want, you know. So how did that feel different for you?
Well, I mean, I had this innate knowing that, first of all, the voice felt very loving. It wasn't, and it sounded different. In my head, we call this in this work clairaudience, clear hearing.
Right.
So being an intuitive, you have four ways in which you can connect or see or feel or know or hear spirit.
What are the four ways?
So clairaudience is the clear hearing.
Right.
Clairvoyance is your clear seeing, which they would say is in the third eye.
Right.
If you're familiar with chakras. Well, yeah, I'm going there this morning, guys.
Yeah, well, we expected that. That's what happens with spiritual people.
Yes. They attack you. There.
Thank you from all directions.
Clairsentience is the clear feeling and claircognizance is clear knowing. So for me, you know, for most of my childhood, there was a strong sense of the clear feeling and knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then clairaudience came at around 14 when I heard the voice tell me, you're going into this industry, you're going to make a difference with this. And go. And because it was never a dream prior
to
that.
Right.
You know, I would look back at my diaries as a kid and I'd say, did I write anything about being an actress or a singer in here? I mean, I played piano, classical piano for 10 years, but that's a completely different, you know, industry than
10 years now or 10 years at 14?
At 14.
Girl,
yeah.
I'm going to need you.
I don't even remember very
so
much.
So you started playing the piano at four?
Yes. Yeah, and I competed and was in the Royal Conservatory. So I had the ear. I had the ear, and that's how I actually learned to sing was through...
Piano
and through... I would hear a song, and I would learn by ear how to sing it.
Right.
So I could hear singers, and I could mimic their voices.
Yeah, wow.
I swear that's probably how I got into the pop group. I sang Mandy Moore and Monica. And
I love Monica's old school voices.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. They were the It Girls in that time. Like, I loved them. So
now I listen, I have Mandy Moore on my Apple Music still, and when she pops up, I'm like, absolutely not. Like, I'm just like, how was I ever into that?
That's she's real bubblegum pop.
Yeah,
as they call it. Yeah, but she was so sweet and cute, and she had that kind of.
I rewatched Walk to Remember. and like all her all her soundtrack, all the songs she sang in that, I was like,
not your cup of tea.
No, not anymore. But then she did Tangled, and I'm like, all right, I'll download that song. You watch that movie?
I don't know if I have.
Tangled's a cartoon. She plays Rapunzel.
No, I haven't. No,
I've seen it 6 times. I think it's so good. It's one of my faves.
Yeah,
I've just started with that. This Is Us, so I'm hearing her sing a little bit in that show.
I can't stand her character in that show.
No.
Maybe I just don't like Mandy Moore.
Yeah. I think it might be the case.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, man.
So, whoa. So this is cool. So you started realizing that you have some kind of, I don't know what, like responsibility maybe to do something.
I love the way you said that. It did feel like a responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I would say when I was a teenager and in my early 20s in that industry, I was just enjoying the entire ride, the whole journey of doing the things that I was doing that people dreamed of doing.
Were you like well known where you are?
Like back home, I'm not well known, like famous, not well known, but you know, people knew of us.
Right.
We were just as a pop group, and the name of the group was Savvy Cafe. We were just starting to really grow and get bigger.
Right.
And then one of the young women in the group ended up getting pregnant. And that was kind of the way the group sort of started to
fall apart
in that sense.
Right. What point in your life did you join the group? I mean, about how old were you?
14.
14?
Yeah. I was in my first year of high school.
Because I was hoping to listen to some of the music. But
social media wasn't alive then.
SoundCloud. I put some songs up on SoundCloud. If you go to my SoundCloud.
Let's do this right now.
I want to hear it.
Yeah.
The Light. You have to play The Light. That is it, guys.
Were you like the lead singer, the background singer?
No, we were all actually, we were chosen as a group from Peter Mann, and Kennedy is a pretty big producer, music producer, and Kathy Young, who is my manager. Shout out to her, because she also, we're still in touch, and she's just such an amazing woman. We were formed with his eyes closed. So he chose us not based on how we looked. It was solely on the blend and the harmonization of the voices.
So he never met y'all?
He did. He did end up meeting us, but when he was choosing the girls for the group, it wasn't based on this girl I know or nepotism it was solely formed on the way the voices blended together. So we would do a lot of harmonization. We would have our own solo parts and songs, and then at a certain point closer to where we were, you know, slowly ending the group, we were each getting our own individual songs, and I hadn't gotten mine yet. So a couple of the other girls did. I hadn't had mine yet. So we were on the verge of doing that. But then I did some solo work later anyways. So I had my chance to step into the spotlight, so to speak, on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But I had some interesting stories from, you know, back in the day because, you know, I dove into this industry. I loved it. I was devoted. I was dedicated to it. I hustled.
Right.
I hustled to be able to straddle both worlds of being a student and a normal teenager, a young woman in her 20s. And then, you know, having this responsibility and this intuition and just this strong, deep, deep knowing that I had a personal responsibility to do something great on the planet, to help people. And the longer I was in the industry, what started to happen was I started to feel less and less connected to why I was in the industry. Like my why was starting to fizzle as I was starting to step into personal development and my own spiritual growth. So right around 18-19, that's when I started to dive into, like, who am I?
Right.
Who am I really? What's going on in this world? I can't understand why certain things are the way they are. And I have always been a seeker and somebody who questioned the status quo or what we would define as reality.
Right.
And as I was in that, that's when I started to feel like, oh, you know what? I had my own business by 21 in event marketing and promotions.
Is there anything you didn't do?
I know. I told it feels you she's like it's an like old soul.
She's done
lives.
It all. She's done it all. Yeah, 10 lives ago.
It honestly feels like that.
Do you feel like you're carrying the world on your shoulders?
Sometimes. Some days.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
At 21, I was like in college, just like graduated college and like figuring out what bar to go to. I'm like, where are we going tonight? Just got my ID. It's not
me. Excuse me, you're still there at that stage.
Literally, I was asking Gabby today, where are we going tonight?
Yeah, what club are we going to? All right, well, whatever. But so that's cool. Now, at what point did you decide to move out here to California?
Well, that's the interesting thing about the story, because when I was a kid growing up in Toronto, I always had a connection and a fascination with California, Southern California.
Really?
And I knew I was supposed to be here.
Wow.
I just knew. So, of course, part of one of the reasons why I was stuck out, you know, stuck myself into that industry too for so long, and I hustled, it was because I had this vision of being in LA by 25 and being a famous actress, choosing roles
right.
that would make a difference, that would right. help right. people. So I thought that that was the end all be all. I really did. I thought this is the vehicle to getting to California and to making an even bigger impact in the world. And then all these bizarre things started to happen. So I've
I
got
love that
this,
word.
It was so bizarre. It was literally like everything that seemed like it was conspiring for me was conspiring against me.
Right.
And
but you say that so funny. Is that the accent?
That might be the accent, guys.
What, against?
Yeah. Do you say it like that?
No.
Against.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Come I find on. It interesting. I might that's start cool, saying it
right?
like that now.
You know.
Now
but
you're going to pick up on it.
Yeah. It's like, excuse me, ma'am. Are you against
yeah.
me?
Well, how do you guys say it?
Against.
Oh, against. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, like there's no like A, you know. Yeah.
I wonder if that's just the way I pronounce it.
Yeah, I've
I don't know if there's any Canadians listening. Can
yeah,
you?
It's okay. Don't make
no,
don't
I
make
think it's cool.
Conscious now.
I think it's cool.
My hair now, the way I speak.
Your yeah, hair right? looks amazing.
Oh,
by
my
the way.
God, guys. Really?
Just here to tear you down this morning. No, I think it's cool. I like when people talk different.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. No, but that's cool. Okay, don't be self-conscious.
Yeah,
no.
I won't.
Good.
I'm
good.
I'm not.
It's yeah. I mean, we all have frigging accents one way or another.
We all have our know? Idiosyncrasies, and
exactly,
I think that's what makes
know?
Us unique.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So that's very cool. So now tell us some of the bizarre things that
yeah,
happened. What
yeah.
happened?
Well, as I was, you know, in this industry, and
wait,
I,
are you in LA yet or
no? No, this is still Toronto. Oh, I never okay. got to LA because I would, you know, get these projects or films. I would, you know, I was becoming a solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
I even had a life coach at 23 preparing me for all the success that I was supposed to have,
wow.
you know, moving forward. But on the brink, you know, just the night before, it would feel like something was about to hit or pop. And for me to go to the next level with my success.
Right.
It would somehow fall apart.
Sounds
the
like my life right now.
Would go away. Like the production would cut costs. My role would disappear. You know, the manager and the producer have a conflict. They don't want to work together anymore. I mean, and it was happening so often that it was almost impossible to miss. You know, I
right.
couldn't just pass it off anymore
right.
as just, oh, this is just a coincidence.
Like it's a sign. Like, this
it's
is
a
not
total
what
sign.
I'm supposed to be doing.
Exactly. And, you know, and truthfully, I knew inside of myself, I knew the truth, because you can never take away your truth.
Right.
You know, it just, it's sitting there, and I knew in my gut, I knew in my intuition, I'm not supposed to be doing this anymore. But because I had been in it for so long,
mm-hmm.
I had this successful, you know, little business on the side that I was running. I had this dream of being in LA and this, you know, mission.
Right.
I thought I have to stick with it. And, you know, my life coach said at 23, like, I really don't think that you're cut out for this anymore. And I was like, well,
F you, life coach.
I literally was. I was like, in my head, I'm like, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and
literally,
I,
go fuck yourself. I'll send you an autograph.
I think
when
this
I'm
is
making.
Your journey is to deal with people that keep putting you down.
Legit.
I think so too. I think that's
you
a
feel
part
like
of
shit.
It. Like, just keep
putting you
going.
Down.
But you know what? He had my back. And
right.
the thing was, Sam, I knew he was right. And so the fuck you is like, fuck you, you're right. But I
right.
want to prove you wrong. But I was really just doing it to myself.
Right.
It had nothing to do with him. And so when I heard that from him, I emailed some agents in LA. I started to take care of things myself. I had
mm-hmm.
representation in Toronto, all of that. But I emailed agents, had meetings set up.
Right.
And just before I was about to leave, I got a virus all over my face.
What?
And was
what do you
bad,
mean?
Like, I'm talking, I've never, ever seen something so nasty in my life. Like, I had blisters all over my lips,
oh
inside my
God.
Mouth, impetigo on my face, which toddlers typically get when they're playing in the sandbox and get a bacterial infection. And
oh
my lymph nodes were so swollen, I almost couldn't even barely like drink water. So I knew that was what I call divine intervention.
Yeah.
that was, you know, God's
way. Did you just,
way.
Like, wake up with it?
Literally. It was like, I was about to go within that period of that month, and this happened. And I couldn't leave. I couldn't go. It was three right. weeks of pretty much being bedridden. And mm-hmm. I knew that that was it. That was the sign for me that it was time to start venturing in another direction. And then the direction that I had already been in, which was, you know, tapping back into my gifts, tapping back into my original why and this responsibility, as you called it, and move forward in a new direction. And I went on like a year of soul searching. I started to leave the business behind. I did background work because I'm in the union in Canada for actors, and right. that paid really well. And I worked these odd office jobs, which gave me anxiety and heart palpitations yes. and right, sweaty right. hands every right. day. I couldn't stand it. And, you know, the voice came back a year later after I left the industry and basically said, like, you're here to do the thing that you love, that you're most passionate about. And that is your expression of what you're here to do. And what did I love at the time? Anything spirituality, yoga, meditation, coaching work, alternative health and wellness. And so I went back to school.
Right.
And in school, that's when I went and had a postgrad. I did a postgrad program.
That's okay. <Wow.
laughs> And then formed my business that I've been in for the last 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's been an interesting journey. And I didn't think that I would actually get to California. I literally let go of that dream. Right. I was like, you know, maybe I'm not meant to go and live in California. I'm meant to have a life here, meet my partner, settle down. But something in that didn't seem exciting. And so what I basically did was just devoted myself to doing the spiritual healing work and the coaching work and the intuitive work with all my clients. I taught yoga, meditation, and let the dream go until my husband came into the picture.
Okay, let's talk about how he came in the picture. I always like romance stories.
I think you might like this.
Yeah, Brigitte,
it's really, really
this
good.
One. Yeah,
it's really cute. Good. And he's here. He's with our dog. He's actually, he's not in the building, but he's with our dog. He drove me this morning.
Wait,
he's
what's your dog? Is it a pit?
No, he's okay, a little Chihuahua Terrier, okay. Leo.
It's not a pit.
He's the best. So
how long have you been married now?
3 years. We just celebrated actually our anniversary. But how we got married, we still haven't had a wedding. So this is the kicker.
Which is why I'm here to plan it too.
Yes. Jenna already put her dibs in.
I'm like, I need to plan
I'm planning
this.
Your wedding.
Yes. You know, I am such a great
we
event
eloped.
Planner.
Yeah, we eloped.
In Vegas?
No, in Ventura County. Not very sexy at the courthouse, but...
Yeah, but it's fast there, right?
It was fast. I was dressed in this little lace Charlotte Russe dress.
Oh my God, Charlotte Russe, girl.
God, I went all out.
Yeah, you were killing it.
I know, and he had on like a full white outfit, express white pants, that. I mean, like, I don't even want to see those pictures and be reminded, but it was special for us. And
so how did you meet?
We met, so years ago when I first started my business, I went to Colorado. I was a woman that was invited into a men's conference of a lot of spiritual leaders and coaches. So I was there to hold space, to, you know, share my thoughts and my feedback from the feminine perspective at this conference.
Right.
And my husband, who wasn't there, was connected to this community of men.
I see.
So on Facebook, we got connected. And I followed him, and we followed each other for quite some time. But what's so cool is that when I had saw his picture, I knew intuitively it was my husband. Like, it was a passing thought. It was like, that's my husband. And then I just went on with my life and had a lot of...
It sounds so crazy when you say that, but you know how many times I've said that, and it's not my husband.
But even in knowing that, you know how many more disastrous dating, you know, relationships and stuff I had from that point on? And I mean, they were all great lessons, and they were all part of my transformation.
I hate when people say that. Like, when you end up, it's like, what lessons do you learn? I learned that I'm just shitty at dating.
Right.
I got nothing out of this except for a lot of tissues reused. I'm going through it right now. That's why I'm bitter as fuck.
Yeah.
Well, you got to
happy
you gotta,
for you.
No, but you got to feel it right now. You got to go through that process of being angry and sad and grieving. You know, all of that, and then, you know, then it becomes easier to do what, you know, we call the inner work around it, right? And that's where the lessons really reveal themselves. Right. If of course you're committed and you choose to do it,
right?
Yeah.
So I, you know, saw his picture. And I thought that he's a great man, and followed his posts, and his posts were always so inspiring for me. I thought, you know, why are there no men in Toronto like this?
Right.
You know, and he lived in DC. So the funny thing is, I kind of always had that feeling I would end up with an American.
Right.
And then we ended up connecting, gosh, I don't know how many years ago now. And originally we connected professionally. Mm. I wanted him to come to Toronto to do one of his eye gazing events because I was doing a lot of relational work with people at the time, and he's a coach for men. So he helps single men meet and find their well matched woman. I just gave a little side pitch there.
Sounds
for
good. Well, I need to befriend
he'll be on
him.
The next episode.
I need to befriend this guy.
He's a great guy, and I was just inspired by him. So, you know, we were planning this event. And then, of course,
was that like a low-key ploy just to get him to your city?
Well, everybody always asks me that. And I legit reason, I really wanted to have an event with him. But the funny thing was leading up to me reaching out to him, I just had this knowing. Like, he just kept coming in my awareness all the time.
Wow.
Like, about 6 months to a year before we really connected that way.
Right. And so, now, was it like love at first sight, would you say?
I mean, I don't even know if I believe in love at first sight. It was definitely like recognition of each other's souls
right
away. Like, I mean, and even before that, I mean, Jeffrey, you know, liked me from afar, but it wasn't one of those Facebook crushes where we're just, you know, stalking each other day in and day out. But the connection really started. The romance really started when we started to have these Skype calls, you know, 2-3 times a week. We'd talk for 2-3 hours a night.
Yeah, wow.
And then he took a 14-hour bus ride in the one of the worst winters come and visit me for 9 days.
Well, is he afraid to fly or what?
No, it was just so last minute that we decided, and the flights the prices were just ridiculous.
Crazy, yeah.
Wow.
So he took this bus, he didn't mind, and he got off and we saw each other, and he's like, you know, 14 hours of bus smells and you know, probably hasn't even brushed his teeth. I arrive fresh faced, you know, to
You're
pick
right.
him up, and we have our first kiss in the bus station, and that was it. Like, the rest is kind of history. We fell in love, if you will,
right,
from that point onward, and, you know, we're back and forth. So I know about the long distance, except DC to Toronto is like a 2-hour flight,
DC to Toronto is only an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's not far. Pretty quick flight.
Oh, so you guys don't even live together.
Oh, no, that was before.
Oh,
and
I
then,
was like, wait, girl, what the fuck?
Yeah,
and then, you mean you don't live with your husband?
No.
She
I
just said
never.
He's outside.
That's right. I was so confused for just a second. I'm like, what is she talking about?
Well, I guess I didn't clarify the rest of the story. We were long distance for a while. Then we came to California. And
I
then
see.
We got married here. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history, as they say.
Oh, well, that's cool. Now, talking about marriage, Brigetta.
she's like, what the heck?
Get close to the mic. I need to find out with you. I mean, you're like forever single. Are you like planning on getting married?
Have to go back to me, and why is this back to me at this moment?
Right.
Okay, I'll tell you
the
why.
The show isn't about me today.
No,
it's
we're
about
talking
Vanessa.
About marriage, but we have to hear from you. You're not going to sit here like a lump for an hour.
I don't mind it. This is all about Vanessa time.
Of course it is, but stop it now. Answer me.
Oh my god,
I've known you for a while. Okay, then don't.
Okay, fine. There.
I mean, are you like ready for marriage if you find the right guy?
If I found someone, do I really believe that someone is out there? Maybe. I don't fully believe it.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Really?
I
so
do.
What? Do you
sound
you're
like
not,
me.
I just don't.
So you don't think you're going to find anybody ever?
I don't know. I mean, I think like right now what I'm going through is like tying up all my loose ends everywhere. Maybe out there somewhere. I don't know. But that's, I think it's so hard to find people. And like what her husband does, I need to get the guys that come out of like his program.
Right.
Every woman says that. She gets messages all the time from
really?
Women on Facebook.
So,
send the men from your program over to me.
But even at that, I think sometimes men retain information for a very short amount of time and then they just kind of lose it.
I think it goes not just with men. I think women do that too. Like, I think any of us, and Vanessa can attest to this because, you know, you've had clients, I'm sure, that are like this. When you, like, you give them tools and things to do, and, like, you do it for so long, and then as soon as, like, coaching stops, they usually stop.
Well, it's usually information. That's the problem.
Right.
We are so inundated with so much information that it's not enough just to read a book or sit in a seminar. You know, what I talk about a lot in my work is the embodiment.
Right.
Where it's no longer needing to be processed through the mind. to be able to form a new habit,
mm-hmm. right.
or a new behavior or way of being, it's actually embodied within you. It's like, it's a part of you. It's who you are.
Right. right.
So it doesn't happen overnight. That's why somebody can read a book and be like, well, why am I not dating differently? Or why am I still making the same
mistakes.
Poor choices or yeah. mistakes or whatever it is? Well, it's because it's not embodied. It's still in the mind. And at the mind level, when it's mm-hmm. operating from that place, it's not going to have a lasting impact.
Mm. God. Yeah. Well, these words
You're
of wisdom
fucked.
Are coming from Vanessa
that
Petronelli.
I'm not, girl.
Would you let me
literally
talk?
Literally and figuratively.
That's funny. But I just wanted to remind everybody, we're talking to Vanessa Petronelli, and she's obviously very spiritual. Now, Brigitta, you brought up something about channeling, and I thought let's focus on that for a few minutes because
sure.
we don't have that much left. But
yeah, I kind of want to like talk about. I want Vanessa to talk about.
Well, you can talk about it for me. I'll just sit back and chill here.
Exactly what you do, and like. Yeah. Her transition, which is so cool, that her coming out of, you know, having this and you were known in Canada and whatnot.
Yeah.
And she knows the industry, and her coming from that perspective and how she took a step back and realized, and went into her spiritual coaching, and she's really well-known spiritual coach. And a lot of her clients are also well-known as in the celebrity world. And it's like, because you've lived that life in the entertainment world, you know the hustle and bustle.
Exactly.
And it's easier for you yeah. to work with those type of clients. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like what's so cool about you is like you've had that taste and like now it's like bringing it back in a different way. So yeah. I'm going to let you talk about what you do in your work.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it's nice to hear somebody, you know, reflected in that way because I have bridged the worlds together. Mm-hmm. And that's been the whole point. I get what it's like to be in this industry firsthand.
It's a tough right. one.
It is a tough one. And, you know, I went through, what I didn't talk about is, you know, the body dysmorphia. Mm-hmm. That I ended up, you know, getting and creating within myself. My self-image was affected, you know, and my self-esteem and confidence. Mm-hmm. And I've had to do a lot of work to come back to who I am and to be in my mm-hmm. power and to be in my, you know, center and to be authentic.
Right.
To be able to do this again in a new way. And I'm bridging these worlds because I believe that, you know, people in popular culture, I think we all have a responsibility to do better for humanity. I really right. do. And not everybody is going to feel that responsibility. Not everybody's going to connect with that. But we have a platform. We have our voices. We have the projects we choose, what we're saying yes to, what we're saying no to. And I want to help empower the people in this industry and beyond, like leaders of the world, thought leaders, visionaries, artists, change makers, to really stand powerfully in who they are and to awaken, you know, to a higher level of what I call consciousness and self-empowerment and fulfillment. And mm-hmm. as a result of that, yeah, our personal lives, our professional lives, we start to see more success, we start to feel more joy, and we start to go out into the world and become, you know, a more positive and powerful role model for others.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, I do that transformational work with my clients, and I've worked with clients, you know, all over the world with thousands of clients, and, you know, the leaders and the celebrities and the actors and, you know, entertainers and all the other people, practitioners and healing arts, come so that they can really get access to who they are, so they can be more of themselves in the world, because you can get lost in yeah. the roles that you're
so
playing.
They so they come to you and you give them that feedback?
Well, we do the work together. I don't look right. at it as like me doing the work. They're doing the work.
Right,
they're responsible right. for themselves. But
you guide them.
I guide them, exactly. Right. And right. I mean, that's the thing. When you're in this world, especially in this industry, it's easy to get lost. It's easy right. to lose a sense of who you are and where you're going, because there's so many people telling you who you should be, what you should look like, how you should act. And, you know, at the end of the day, where we're going, I believe, in the world, we're looking for greater authenticity and integrity. And people are craving realness,
right?
Not scripted you know, reality of who we think all these people are. Mm-hmm. Right. People are developing so many complexities about themselves with the social media age, because what we're seeing even on, you know, social media is not real. It doesn't even have to be Hollywood.
Yeah, we're talking about it. It's personas.
It's all not, personas. Yeah. It's all masks. And, yeah. You know.
It's like what people want us to see.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the bullshit.
Highlights. Mm-hmm. It's your highlight reel of all the positive things. No totally. One's showing you the negative. And you also help with balance. It's like a lot of balance.
Yes, balance.
Life.
Yeah.
Because I think as everyone in the entertainment world, and I can speak for myself specifically, you can get thrown off balance, you know, and I even know with some of the major celebrities, you know, that I've worked with in particular, it's like, you know, they get so, we'll talk about Heath Ledger, for example,
love
you're getting
him.
So lost in the role and yeah. losing yourself, mm-hmm. literally losing yourself. Mm. And then yeah. Robin Williams, you know, there's so many people and characters that happens to. And if they had a life coach, someone who's a spiritual guide, right. like Vanessa is, that wouldn't have happened.
Right.
They would have been able to find that balance.
I will say last week, my friend George called me. And he was like, hey, I want to talk to you about something. And I was like, all right, what's up? He's like, your social media, like he went in on, like, because I post videos, like you see my videos, like I'll post, like I'm the type of person who will post when something's bad. Like when I lose all my mm-hmm. money, like I'm very open about my problems.
Vulnerable, yeah.
But I also post like funny, like 1 minute videos, like about sex or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you're going to be single for the rest of your life. He's like, you're carrying on this persona. He's like, you still think that you're on Bad Girls Club. You still think you're a reality star. He's like, do you even know who you are outside of this show? But in my head, I was like, you don't fucking know me, because this is who I was. That show didn't change me. Mm. It just gave me a platform to talk to more people. That's what's, because some people do get lost in the industry yeah. and they're like, this is who I am. But I've always been that way.
Yeah.
I've always been like the black sheep of my family, the outspoken one, the weirdo. Like, and I like hung up the phone and I cried for like 2 hours, because I'm like, no one gets me. Like, yeah. not a single person gets me. I'm going to start crying right now.
Yeah. Well, but you know why it is? Because, yeah, you need someone to guide you. You really do. You really do. You need someone like her, because you're lost.
But why am I lost? That's what I'm saying. Just because I'm not working right now? Because I don't have a career right now?
Maybe you're not working because you're lost. Maybe you don't know what's going on with you. And maybe if she helps you find out, you know, then you'll end up working as a benefit of all this. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
I will say, when you were
it's
talking
not
about...
Like if you, it's not like if you work, everything's going to come to you. It's the other way around, I think.
Right. Like when you were saying all these signs were happening, like maybe this is not for me. Like for the past couple of months, I've done like maybe 8 Skypes for like 8 different shows. Because I was like, oh, this is like what I'm supposed to do. Every single one of them didn't work out. So now I'm like, okay, now I've got to really think, what am I supposed to be doing here? Right. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing.
Everybody goes through these yeah. transitions, and I call them cycles. Mm-hmm. You know, where we are now and where we want to go.
Right.
Or at least even figure out, where am I headed? What's the vision? And then we're in that gap. You right. know, a lot of my clients find me in that space where they know that they're destined for more, or there's something else that they're ready for. Or they want to find the balance or experience more love and acceptance for themselves. And they just don't know how to get there.
Right.
So, you know, it's not just you.
Right.
I want you to know, I've been there myself. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've
been there.
I've been
there too.
We've all been there. And Sam, you're right. You know, the perspective for most people is, when I have more of the money, the fame, the jobs, the family, the marriage, whatever it is, right. then I'm going to feel better okay. and I'll be okay. But right. it's really like, it's flipping it now. It's understanding right. that everything in your life is an extension of who you are.
Inside. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. right. And that's what you project, yep. you know. I mean, look, she's got 350,000 followers
wow.
on Instagram. She's built this, but she's not in a position to monetize it or do anything with it. Mm. I mean, to the point where people are making her feel bad about the persona she's putting on. But the
you
bottom line is...
And her. You need her as your coach her. And me to help you
yeah.
with the
and it's
the
not a coincidence.
Platform.
Maybe she came in now for a reason.
I know.
Yeah. You need some... You need to go through some really finding out who you are, finding meaning in your life, you know, and she's the best guide.
Well, I know who
like
I am.
Me.
I just yeah. don't have meaning right now.
Right.
Like, there's yeah. definitely some days I wake up and I'm like,
yeah,
when I go to the
here?
Radio show, and then yeah. what am I doing after?
Well, that's really what fulfillment is, right? right? Like, I really, at the end of the day, I think that's what we're all looking for.
Right.
Is personal and spiritual fulfillment.
Right.
Right.
Like, I know that I'm supposed to make people laugh. That's what I feel like I was meant to do. on the, and make people talk about stuff they don't want to talk about.
Right.
Like, yeah. I like to make people feel a little bit more comfortable in uncomfortable situations. I just don't, like, when I read my comments, like, yesterday I uploaded a video about how, like, guys, like, have sex with girls with no condoms and they head right to the shower and, like, clean their dick off. Like, that's saving them from whatever STD they probably just got.
Virginia's like, I don't believe she just ruined the whole friggin' interview. No, it's okay.
Exactly what I was thinking. Exactly what I was thinking. How did you know? Okay.
We'll take that part out.
Dagnabbit.
She has no
filter. Edit, cut.
That's okay. It's a nice ending to the show.
But I'm saying, people don't talk about it, but it's true. Like, anytime a guy does that, you're thinking, no one saved you.
We have 1 minute left, and this is where we're ending. True. No. Let's bring it back real quick. I want to actually have enough to talk about.
One last thing, but we don't have any time to talk. I do want to find out how people can find her.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I've got an event next week here in Hollywood at Liberate Hollywood on Saturday, November 17th. It's called Evenings with V. It's an evening of channeling and guidance. So I will be bringing my mystical gifts through for a beautiful audience.
Can I come?
Of course you can come.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's a 10-year celebration red carpet event.
Big so like fancy. Wow.
Yeah, you
fancy.
Can dress up.
Yeah.
See, Brigitte loves these things. These events, I know.
Yeah.
So that's a special event happening next week. Tickets are on sale. Mm-hmm. And you can head over to my website. My website is VanessaPetronelli.com.
Spell that.
VanessaPetronelli.com.
Okay, well, I hate spelling on the radio. Nobody's following it anyway, but just look up Vanessa Petronelli. Even if you don't
pronounce that's a difficult last name.
No, but even if they misspell it, it'll find it for them.
Yeah, it'll find it.
Google finds everything. Totally. So you got to remember the name as a whole, not by letters, because you can't remember anything. But listen, Vanessa, you're fascinating.
Thank you.
You're very gifted, and we thank you for being here this morning because I think we learned a lot, and if nothing else, now Danny knows about you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't go to her, go to the event.
I'm definitely going to the event. Yeah, for sure.
That'll be cool. You'll meet a lot of people. And everybody, so Vanessa, how can people find you? Do you have a website?
Okay. Yeah, that's my
website. Social media?
Yeah. Vanessa Petronelli across the board. Okay. Instagram, Facebook. Mm-hmm. And my website.
And all the event stuff is posted on there as well. You can find everything.
Sounds
there.
Good.
Yeah, the awesome. Channeling that she does is absolutely amazing.
Did you do healing?
Yes, I do all of that.
I need healing.
That's what, when you come to this event,
you will get that.
It's a whole healing event. It's a lot that's going on. It's really amazing.
So this is cool. And if Brigitte recommends it, you know it's good because you go to all these things. I mean, I see on Facebook and stuff, you go
it's
a lot of different gatherings and events
and
yoga.
It's been 6 years that I've been managing and doing events with Gail, as you know, Gail.
Right.
And I just, ventured off and Vanessa's one of my clients. And I am very picky with who I work with. So she's amazing. Absolutely. I completely vouch for her. She's incredible.
Great team. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
We're totally
you.
Over time.
Yep.
But listen, if you guys like Vanessa, stay tuned. Go right into the video channel and or stay on our page on LA Talk Radio on Facebook. We're going to share Vanessa's video. And she's going to be on Katarina's show.
Yes.
It's called LA 40. So just look it up and see. And Vanessa's going to be on there. We'll even hear a little more about what she does.
And that's all about the channeling and the guidance and the gifts that she does.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, Vanessa, Brigitte, thank you so much.
Peace out.
Danny, thank
Bye,
you so
everybody.
Much.
You're welcome.
Everybody, we're going to have Danny's twin tomorrow. So stay tuned and we'll see you then.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.